Thus have I made, as it were, a small globe of the intellectual world as truly and faithfully as I could discover. Francis Bacon, 1605. Chapter 1. The Ionian Enchantment. I remember very well the time I was captured by the dream of unified learning. It was in the early fall of 1947, when, at 18, I came up from Mobile to Tuscaloosa to enter my sophomore year at the University of Alabama. A beginning biologist, fired by adolescent enthusiasm, but short on theory and vision, I had schooled myself in natural history with field guides carried in a satchel during solitary excursions into the woodlands and along the freshwater streams of my native state. I saw science, by which I meant, and in my heart I still mean, the study of ants, frogs, and snakes, as a wonderful way to stay outdoors. My intellectual world was framed by Linnaeus, the 18th-century Swedish naturalist who invented modern biological classification. The Linnaean system is deceptively easy. You start by separating specimens of plants and animals into species. Then you sort species resembling one another into groups, the genera. Examples of such groups are all the crows and all the oaks. Next, you label each species with a two-part Latinized name, such as Corvus ossifragus for the fish crow, where corvus stands for the genus, all the species of crows, and ossifragus for the fish crow in particular. Then on to higher classification, where similar genera are grouped into families, families into orders, and so on up to phyla, and finally, at the very summit, the six kingdoms: plants, animals, fungi, protists, monerans, and archaea. It is like the army, men, plus women nowadays, into squads, squads into platoons, platoons into companies, and in the final aggregate, the armed services headed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It is, in other words, a conceptual world made for the mind of an 18-year-old. I had reached the level of the Carolus Linnaeus of 1735, or more accurately, since at that time I knew little of the Swedish master, the Roger Torrey Peterson of 1934, when the great naturalist published the first edition of A Field Guide to the Birds. My Linnaean period was, nonetheless, a good start for a scientific career. The first step to wisdom, as the Chinese say, is getting things by their right names. Then I discovered evolution. Suddenly, that is not too strong a word, I saw the world in a wholly new way. This epiphany I owe to my mentor, Ralph Chermak, an intense, chain-smoking young assistant professor newly arrived in the provinces with a Ph.D. in entomology from Cornell University. After listening to me natter for a while about my lofty goal of classifying all the ants of Alabama, he handed me a copy of Ernst Mayr's 1942 Systematics and the Origin of Species. "Read it," he said, "if you want to become a real biologist." The thin volume in the plain blue cover was one of the new synthesis works uniting the 19th-century Darwinian theory of evolution and modern genetics. By giving a theoretical structure to natural history, it vastly expanded the Linnaean enterprise. A tumbler fell somewhere in my mind, and a door opened to a new world. I was enthralled, couldn't stop thinking about the implications evolution has for classification and for the rest of biology, and for philosophy, and for just about everything. Static